Blog Talk Radio.
No. Oh my God. You know, we want to pray today for, sorry about that, technical difficulty a little bit, but we're here today. We're here now. We want to pray for each and every one today, those that are going through so many trials and tribulations in their part of the country, and also the United States that's having so many tragic things happen here, people getting killed, and it seems like nobody cared that much today. But there is somebody that cares. God cares about it. Yes, He does. And how you are reacting to it, and are you mad with God, or what are you? What is your place today? Where are you today in all things that are happening? You know, are you fearful and scared of something, this, that, or the other? But let me tell you today that God is still on the throne, and He's still seeing about you, you, and you. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come before you today, Father. Father, we come before you today, Father, and to call on your name for these people, Lord. We're asking, Father, that you stop by, Lord, each country that is going through disasters, God, be it earthquakes, fires, God, floods, storms, and high winds, rains, tropical or otherwise. Father God, of violence, of whatever they're going through today. Father, we send forth the love of God right now through our prayers, Father, that you will undertake in their lives today, God. See about your people. See about those, God, that's in great anguish. See about those right now, Father God, that's calling on your name. Where are you, God? Oh, Father, we ask you to show up and show out right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Have mercy right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Oh, Lord, let them know today you're still here, you're still there, you're still everywhere right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that nothing is hid from you. And, Lord God, we, Lord, want them to know that we are standing with them in whatever way we can, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy on them right now, Lord. Oh, Father, have mercy. Let somebody cry out, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Oh, in the name of Jesus, have mercy right now, Lord. Have mercy on the people, Father. Oh, from the north, south, east, and the west, Father God. Oh, God, let them know that you're still there, waiting for them, patiently for them to call you, God, and to ask you for help, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, and we thank you for it right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for looking on those who are at fault for these things that are happening. We thank you today, God. Oh, God, for lighting the people, Lord, God. Oh, Father, those without electricity, touch them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Show them how to survive, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Father. Have mercy right now. Holy Father, have mercy. mercy right now, God. They need you, Lord. We need you, God. Oh, Lord, we don't know when the next bomb is coming. We don't know when the next violent approach from some mad person, God, is coming. Father, in Jesus' name, let us be ready to meet you regardless, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep our hearts pure before you today, God, and our tongues also, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we will not sin against thee, Father, but we will begin to lift you up more than we ever did before, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy right now, God. Oh, Father God, look on the preachers, Lord God, that's nearest quitting. Father God, they're giving up because they don't know what else to do, Lord. Have mercy on them today, God. I pray for them, Lord God. I pray for them that are going through storms of life, God, in their family, in their church, Lord. Oh, God, for in their finances, Father, wherever they're going through in, God, right now, in Jesus' name, have mercy, Almighty God. They need you this hour, God. Oh, Lord, the people are falling away, God, and they feel like it's their fault. But let them know, God, it's the signs of the times, God. You said that these things would happen, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, let them know you still, God, you still standing by them. You still ready to give them an answer if they ask, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy today, God. Oh, Lord, so many need you, God. They got cold cases, God. Oh, Lord, they have all kind of things that they are facing today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help them, Lord. Somebody may be sick in their life, in their homes, God. The children, the wife, the husband, the cousin, uncle, aunt, or grandmother. Father God, help them right now, God. They need your help, Lord. They're at a decision-making time, Father. Let them make the right decision today, Father. In the name of Jesus, have mercy right now, Almighty God. Oh, Lord, somebody needs you. Somebody needs you right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Oh, God, and we pray today that you touch them, God. That person that has cancer, touch them right now that's asking for prayer, calling on your name, Father, touch them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, those, Lord God, who are at a point in their life, they're sick and tired of being alive, Lord, encourage them today, Father. In the name of Jesus, have mercy right now, God. Have mercy on the children, God. Oh, God Almighty, let them not go through any more abuse or anything today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, reach out and touch him right now, Father. Oh, God, I know you can, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy right now. Oh, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. I thank you, Lord, making ways out of nowhere. I thank you for feeding the hungry, Lord. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, for what you're doing in the land right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, I give you all the praise. Amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to say amen. Hallelujah, anyhow. My God, the devil's still alive. Yes, yes, yes. Let me tell you, Jesus is still all right. And he's still alive, y'all. You think he gone? He ain't gone nowhere. He's still alive, waiting for his time. All right, let me read a word to you today. Bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The way we pray shows how we live. The way we live shows how we pray. The way we pray shows how we live. The way we live shows how we pray. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Isn't God good today? Yes. We thank God for our honored guest today. Bless God. We thank God. Okay. Wait a minute. We thank God for our honored guest today. Oh, yes, our little prophet man. We thank God for him today. We thank God for Pastor Sharon today, Father God. We thank God for him. And we're going to ask God to touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Touch that cough. You know, the weather conditions today, everybody having something today, you know. So, but we're thanking God for what he's doing at this hour. Now, on the former broadcast, we was talking about defeating the devil, right? We was talking about defeating him, you know, bless God. But I was thinking today, you know, all you got to do, if I don't say nothing else but one word, all you got to do is rise above it. Whatever is going on in your life, all you got to do is rise above it. But first, remember we gave you a word also yesterday about that, you know, the truth. You know, the truth will set you free. The truth that you know will set you free. If you know the truth, but you don't know of the truth in your life, you want to lie to yourself, you don't want to tell the truth, then you cannot defeat the devil, you see. That's what we were talking upon the former broadcast concerning these things, you know, because Satan is real. I know people tell you there is no devil and all of that, but they say there's no God either, didn't they? Mm-hmm. But, honey, I prefer to believe that there is a God and that God is in my life. Do you hear? Because it lets you know when you are lying and when you're telling the truth. You see, he lets you know that. The Holy Ghost reveals it to you. Mm-hmm. Now, you can say, oh, no, I'm not telling the truth. And people know you're lying. You know, my God. And you still want to sit up and lie. You see, this is what lying does to people. So we're talking about today rising above the situations in your life. Stop saying it ain't real. I'm going to keep saying it ain't real and it ain't going to be real and it's still real. You see what I'm saying? But because people want to give you a facade today that everything is all right. But I'm here to tell you there are times in all our lives everything is not all right. And everything ain't hunky-dory and everything ain't just like I wanted. And there ain't no sense in me lying and you lying either. Everything is not like we always wanted, you see. And we're going to have to at times do what? We're going to have to at times reveal this to ourselves. Look in the mirror and talk to yourself. And I tell you, when it talk back, then you should pay attention. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyhow. But God is looking for people today that's going to walk by faith and not by sight. If I don't see it, I don't believe it. You know, faith don't mean you're going to see it. You see what I'm saying? But you will know when it happens because God will reveal it to you. Do you get the picture? You know, so you can, with the power that he's given you. Now, remember he said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Now, what is he saying here to you? You have the power to rise above whatever's happening in your life. Everything that's negative, you have the power to rise above it. The thing is, you don't take advantage of what you have that God has given you. And we don't take advantage of it, so we prefer to do what? Oh, it's not real. This ain't real. This ain't real. And you catching hell all the same time. You see what I'm saying? Now, you may not like it, but that's okay. You know, people don't like half of the things I say, you know, but it ain't, don't mean it ain't true. Okay? Do you see what I'm saying? See, he told you should know the truth and the truth shall make you free. No, no, no. You got to know what is true. And if you know Jesus, Jesus say he is the way, the truth, and the life. And then he go on to say, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. Now you can try any way you want to. And it's like a bishop say, you can try Buddha and Sun Mun, whatever the man name is. You can try all these people. You can try anything. You can go to the witch doctor, to the root doctor, and anybody else's doctor. And it's not going to work. Because he say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, he said, coming to the Father but by me. You're going to have to come to Jesus. Now, you can say he ain't real and he ain't God and he ain't this and he ain't that. You can say, don't mean it's the truth, what you said. You see what I'm saying? Because if he say, I am, he admitted who he was. I am the way, the truth, and the life, okay? He told you who he was. He has admitted who he is. He is the great I am, you see. He'll be whatever you need, but you're going to have to rise above yourself. You're going to have to rise above those things that you feel like you are more than anybody else in the world. You know more. You have more. You do more. You don't do nothing. You know what you do. Get in a lot of trouble with your mouth and your mind. This is what we do. So you got to know who Jesus is and know who you are. Now, if you belong to Jesus, then there should be truth in you. Because he said what? Let this mind be in you, which is also in Jesus Christ. Now, you're going to have one of them, I am the way, truth, and the life too. But you know, now you can forget the other part. Now, only Jesus is the one that they're going to have to see to come into the kingdom, okay? But now that first part, you become an I am at the time, you see, because when you begin to know who you are, you're going to admit the truth. You're going to tell yourself, and you don't mind saying, listen, the thing is, this world, they're trying to get secrets. You see all the secrets coming out all over the United States now? All your idols that you've been holding up so high, these celebrities and all these people you just giving all these accolades to, all the truth about them is coming out, what they be doing? See what I'm saying? So now, what you going to do? Hide the truth? You going to be secret service? Even the secret service telling the truth. You see? So there's nothing hidden anymore. Do you get the picture here now? God is revealing it all now. Now you and I are no exception. So why lie? You did it, you did it. Say you did it. I did it. I'm sorry about it. God forgive me. See? Stop going around trying to be all pure and holy. And you ain't never sinned. You was born holy. Now, let me tell you, ain't nobody born holy. Y'all ain't. The only person born holy is Jesus. Now, Jesus came here holy. You hear me? Jesus was so holy till when Mary had him, there was no afterbirth. You know why we no afterbirth? There was no seed planted from a man to bring an afterbirth. Hello? All right, I just thought I'd pass that to you. But let me tell you now, let me tell you, stop trying to be something you're not and be who you are so that you can be what God wants you to be. Did you get that? I know it was a mouthful, but praise God anyhow. We still want you to rise above what you think, see, because then God going to ask you, who told you to think? Who told you to think like that? I gave you one mind, and you want to take and get your own mind and the devil's mind, and you want to twist them all up in there and make your own reality.
Oh, my God.
Come on, praise God. Hallelujah. Anyhow, yeah. Now, God is wanting us to do better than what we're doing. How can you save somebody? Who are you going to get saved in your family? When you look around at your family, how many of them saved? How many saved? How many did you save? See, you can't say you saved none of them. You ain't not a one, because your name don't mean nothing. So now you see who you are and who you pretending to be, okay? You got to rise above you, yourself and your other self, all of that. You got to rise above it. You cannot succeed in Christ Jesus trying to be something you're not or something he did not call you to be. Every one of us have a call, but how many are walking in their actual calling? Come on now, somebody talk to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Do you hear what I'm saying? What did he tell you he came here to do? What did Jesus tell you that he came here to do? He is doing what? Letting you know that he has power over the devil. Jesus. Who? Jesus got power over the devil. And he is manifesting it every day. Every day he's manifesting that power that he has over the devil. And you can't even see it. You don't want to see it. And what did he say? Let me go to 1 John 3:8. 1 John 3:8. Okay, praise God. He said to you, no, I don't believe that's not the one. Sorry about that. Praise God. This is what he said. Excuse me, read that. Let me see. I'm trying to see it now. My eyes done tried to blink on me. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. He said here, oh, Lord, I'm in the wrong. Excuse me. I done went jumped over into another book. That's why I didn't have it. I am sorry, people. Please believe me. I got so excited with myself. It say, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Now, listen here. Did you hear that? Oh, I told you this before. The devil sinneth from the beginning. Huh? From the beginning. Did it sound like he was an angel up there in God, of God? Hello, somebody. Do you hear what I'm saying? We got him as he was once an angel and an up in glory. He was up there with God. Jesus. He might have been up there roaming around trying to get permission.
Come on now. Break it down for him.
See, he's trying to get permission from God to work on somebody. But look what Jesus said, the next sentence. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He was manifest. We want to compare the devil all the time with Jesus. There's no comparison because Jesus is the author of everything. He made everything. And let me tell you, what he made is not going to be more than what he is.
All right, now, come on now.
Hello now, you can be mad. If you're mad, get glad. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. But did you hear what he say? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. See, Jesus was manifested to destroy everything that the devil had. This is why when he got up, when he rose from the dead, he went into the depths of hell, and he did what? He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He took it all that you don't have to go through it. Did you get the picture? Now you go through it because that's your choice. You make the choice, okay? because you choose not to speak the truth. You choose not to believe the truth. You choose not to rise above all that been put in you from a kid. It was put in you. You've been sort of kind of programmed from a kid up to believe that Satan is the angel of light. But the scriptures say he walked around as trying to pretend to be. See, but he is not the light. And there is no comparison from light and darkness. If the Bible considers him as darkness, darkness is not compared to light. It's the opposite of it. Did you get it? Hello, somebody. Ah, my God. So he was manifest, destroy the works of the devil. Now the devil come to destroy you. He was made for that purpose. He wasn't made to be no worshiper of God. He was made to destroy you and I. And everything that God put on this earth, he trying to destroy. That's what he was made to. He came to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. See, but let me tell you, there is a destroyer higher above the devil, and that is Jesus Christ, because he came, and that's why he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Everything that he's trying to destroy until the death, he's going to get destroyed by the power of God. And that power of God is supposed to be working in you and I. That's why we got to rise above every dark cloud that comes in our life. Every dark thought that comes in your life. You got to rise above it. Do you get the picture today? Hello, somebody. My. And I love it. The more you read in here, the more it just gets good to you. Because he's telling you who you are, what you should be, and how to recognize whether you're in God or not. He said, whosoever is born of God do not commit sin. You ain't going to commit no sin, not knowingly. You will not commit no sin knowingly. But let me tell you this now. Whosoever is born of God, if you are born of God, but now if you're born of your own self and grandma saved you and your husband or wife saved you, then you committing sin.
My God, come on now.
And there's no seed that is going to remain in you. See? He said, whoso is born of God, do not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. But there's no seed to remain in you if you ain't born of God. Hello? And he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, he said, you cannot sin. You're not going to sin. And if you sin or fault or whatever, we call sins faults, fault sin. We got it all turned around half the time. But if you just got faults, that's not considered a sin. You know what sin is. You know that. That's another message altogether, and that'll take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days to really break that down to you so you can understand what it means other than what we've been thinking it means.
Come on now.
See, and this is what he say, and this the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Hey, whichever way you go, we're going to find out what you are. Hello. We going to find out if you the children of God or you the children of the devil. Now, let's go a little further to explain the difference. We told you a while ago, whoso born of God do not commit sin. Now, let's go to the next one. Whosoever doeth not righteousness. Did you just let that soak in there for a minute? Is not of God. Neither he that loved not his brother. Now, when you got so you hate people, you just dislike them. I can't Stana, you're going through all those things, and you still gonna try to say you love God and you born of God and you filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't know which ghost you filled with. Okay, might be that one was out last night. You know the one that was out for Thanksgiving, for Halloween. That one that was out for Halloween, that might be the one you got. I don't know. If you so readily jump up there and you want to do all look all ugly out there talking about Halloween and parties and everything and all that stuff, then I wonder, who is your God? Huh? Who is your God? I'm meddling now. Yeah, I'm meddling. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yes, it is. Now he said, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Now, we can go on and on with that because the love message is another message going to take some days to break down to you because undoubtedly we don't understand what love is these days. And we so mean, cantankerous, and cross all the time and frowned up all the time. We can't smile at nobody, can't say hello to nobody. I mean, but we say we got God's love. We Christians, we confessing that and all, and still we looking ugly all the time trying to, how you going to prove to somebody you love them and you looking ugly? Hmm? Now you know that ain't right. That ain't right. Hello? Hmm? See? Now, we can't prove these things. We don't, we can't prove you love God when you can't stand a person. You want to harm the person. Everybody say, I want to. Now, we ain't talking about the harm where you chastise, okay? You chastise your children. You don't chastise your wife or your husband. Because when you think about chastising, you think about getting you a little belt and whoop the hind part. That's what you be thinking about, ain't it? Or tell them go in the corner. Take the TV from them or something like that. That's what you call chastising. Huh? We're not talking about knocking out. Huh? Trying to voodoo them or hoodoo them. We're not talking about that. That ain't chastising. That's just plain old hurting and trying to kill a person because you don't like them. Children is what? Disciplinary action you take against them. See, but we want to have this. We want to be discipline our husband. We want to discipline our wife. Your wife. I ain't got no wife. Thought I say that for you. Take that the wrong way. Okay. You see, that's what I'm talking about. We got to rise above all these things and think about what God is saying to you. He's saying it to somebody today. Hmm? You could be just a lot of people. What? It's got the Cain spirit, because Abel was doing good work, his brother was doing good things and doing the right thing, and he got mad and he killed him. You see, you got the Cain spirit. Always want to hurt somebody, always, huh? Rise above that. Know that that's the devil's thing that he's doing to you. He's doing it to you, huh? You're allowing him. Let's back up. You're allowing him to do it to you. Do you see it? And you know, people say, am I my brother's keeper? Yeah, you're your brother's keeper. He say love one another, didn't he? So therefore that makes you your brother's keeper. If your brother in need, you supply that need, especially if you got what they need. Then supply their need, can't you? You your brother's keeper. Hmm? Why you want to work evil against him or her? See what I'm talking about? You got to rise all above these things. Do y'all get the picture here today? You got to get yourself out. Get yourself out there. That hole you in. Climb up out of it right now. Hmm? You been in it too long. Now it's time to do what? Climb on up out of it, because Jesus is waiting for you. Huh? Jesus is waiting for you. Now, there are going to be people in hate. Yes. This is life. There's going to be people that hate. But I'm leaving this. I'm going to let Pastor Sharon say something. But I'm going to leave this one word for you in 1 John. And it say, little children, keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself from idols. See, we was telling you on the previous broadcast, you know, you want to go out there and play with the devil on Halloween, but on Sunday you want to lay hands on somebody and cast the devil out of. Now, if you brought the devil in with you, how the devil going to cast out the devil? Huh? Come on, think about that now. See, you become a worshiper of idols when you start playing Halloween. I'ma dress up like this one. I'ma dress up like this, but this ain't no harm. I'm looking like Solomon. Hmm? And the other one gonna be Bathsheba. Huh? So we figure that's all right. Huh? Well, you are doing a pretense, right? Hmm? You don't know what sin Solomon had. Did you know what sin Solomon had? You may put on a thing of Solomon and end up doing the same thing. Doing what? Worshiping idols. Bringing in all kind of strange women in your house.
Jesus, come on now. My God.
Hmm? So you got to think and rise above those things that you think is all right before you see God and ask God if it's all right. And don't tell me, yeah, God told me I can look like Freddy Krueger. It's just a costume. It's a costume with the overcast of witchcraft, killing, and all of that. And then you are doing what? Calling that spirit into you. Hello, somebody.
Come on.
Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Well, until another day, I'm going to let Pastor Sharon have something to say.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, we were here having a good time just feeding on the word this morning, because I tell you, it's something to think about the light, right? If you walk in the light, right, there should be no darkness in you. And I tell you, I mean, all of it is good this morning. All the whole word is good this morning, and we can definitely eat from the word. Why? Because you're applying it to your life today, because the word of God is the light of God that's coming inside of you, and there's any darkness in you, it shall be dissipated. Why? Because light comes in, and it just imagine the darkness is going away. Just like early in the morning, right before sunrise, right before when you, if you look out the window and the sun is right there, the S-U-N is out there, and as the sun starts coming up, what? The darkness starts peeling back. So it should be in us. When the word of God comes in us, it should allow the darkness to be go, like, roll back away from you, even in your mind, even in your situation. And it's just so awesome that this word is coming forth today, because I tell you, God is a God who, and he wants you to know something. I tell you, he'll just release that word. He will release it to let you know that there is no darkness in God. He is light. That's why he speak. There, let there be light, and light came forth. He said there is no darkness in him. You say, what are you talking about this morning? Darkness. God cannot lie, right? The word of God let us know there's no lying in him, right? So we are called the light, the light, darkness today. Stealing is darkness. Why? Because God, he is light. He is the truth, right? And in truth, He speaks, light come forth in truth. So if we allow the truth of God to come forth in us, or truth to be living in us, then the light of God is showing through us. But when we start lying, and when we start allowing the things that are unfruitful to work in us, that's darkness. According to what? Ephesians, the 5th chapter, that says this also on verse number 8-9. Be ye not therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as the children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And verse 11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And verse 12 is the thing that a lot of people don't realize what the woman of God was talking about, because I found it kind of odd yesterday that every person is coming out now. Well, this person forced me against my will. This person, the actresses are all coming out saying what have happened to them when they were 17 years old, being a model into the show business. I was forced to do this, and I was manhandled to do this. Now, these are the ladies talking about it, right? You know there's men out there now that was handled the same way. And, I mean, when I heard one of the young star, he talked about what happened to him on set and how he was violated on set. And he said the people are still there, big-time producers. They're still there. And he said that's a ground for pedophile, but we don't pay attention to it. And they said that even some of the things that he was talking about, now it was on the news, y'all. Look at Dateline, and it was even talking about the house part when it's everyone come in the pool and you have no bathing suit on. Now check this out, and they take the most good-looking children to come into that party. That's what the young man has been talking about for the past couple of years. Now, people don't want to know that truth. Why? Because they only want to see what their parents, the pretense, the false evidence appearing real. What looks good is not always good. And the thing about it is these people are suffering on the inside. Why? Because a child cannot tell. Who can they tell? This is what's going on with me. Why? Because it's all about making the money. It's all about I'll promote you if you do this, if you do that. And it tells us what? Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Those are things that unfruitful work in what? Darkness. Those things was happening to the children. And this child told the truth. He said they take the most good-looking children, and that's what they do to these children. Now, you wonder why half of the stars, the children is on drugs. They were committing suicide. They were all messed up. And you wonder why. Because they were violated. And God did not intend it to be that way at all. And you say, yeah, why are we talking about it? Because it's going on, even in some churches. It's going on. There's unfruitful work of darkness going on behind the scene. It's going on in the home. I think every parent should, it's your job to open your eyes, to face the truth what's happening in your house. Husband, stop waiting on the wife to depend, leave everything for the wife to do. Open your eyes and recognize what's going on in your own house. Wives, open your eyes and see what's going on in your house. Why? Because you are accountable. You cannot say, I did not know. Regret. granted now. They did not want to know. But if you wanted to know, you would have opened your eyes. Because, you know, that intuition, we call it intuition, right? That little thing inside say, something ain't right up in my house. Have you ever walked in your house and you say, something is just not right? Or you went in your car and you could tell, okay, something is off in my car. Who else been in my car? Who else been up in my house? Why? Because they were walking in your place with a different spirit. So it is so important to know that there's things that are going on, but do we want to know the truth? The word said the truth that you know will set you free. Do you want to be set free about the truth? The truth is what's going to make you free today. The truth of what's happening around you is what's setting you free. Can you see the shackle being broken off of you right now? Can you see the darkness going backwards? Why? Because when you come into the place of truth and in lining up with the word of God, then the light is there. You can comprehend. You can have an understanding can come forth. So you don't have to be, what? Be fooled by the enemy. And then according to 1 John, the third chapter, I liked it this. Verse 8 says, what? No, verse 7 says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Man, God, was manifest, that he might destroy the work of the devil. And you know what? You know when you're wrong. Let's be real. If we want to be true to ourselves, we know when we are wrong. Because the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of you will let you know this ain't right. This is not right. You are accountable to in what we do in this body. Why? Because God gave us, when he created you in the beginning, he did what? He put everything inside of you. And it's just a matter of what? It being coming to the forefront. So let the word of God come forth in you today and know that God is light. And if we walk in the light and he is in the light, we will have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, he's faithful, and he is just to forgive us our sin. God is what? He's faithful. He is faithful, and he's a just God, and he will forgive you. You know, he's not like man. And you know what? When people say that you want to make a change, you know what? God can touch a man's heart, too. God touches man's heart to let them see that there is a change in you. And you say, well, I don't care if they see the change. You know what? We care about the fruits that's manifested, right? Yes, yes. Because that's what you, when you say you don't care, what fruits? Is mercy, long-suffering, meekness, love? These are fruits that we all to walk in. So today, pay attention. Remember now. Remember, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Allow the light of God to come around you and in you. It has to be in you to be around you, so the darkness can go away. Think about it, y'all. Think about the darkness as the enemy. Think about those things that try to attach itself to you. Think about those things. You know, it attaches itself to you. And if you keep on, don't speak the word of God and ask the word of God to come forth in you. And if you don't speak and declare the works of the Lord and speak the light of God in you, and if you don't cast down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, if you don't bring those things into captivity, the darkness will take over. Remember, Jesus came into a world full of sin, and he was light. Can you imagine? He let us know we are what? We are the light of the world, right? And if we have lost our savor, then we are really not good for anything, right? We are the salt also of the earth. And you know, when we do food and we, the ones that is salt, high blood pressure consciousness, we try to cut back on the salt, right? And you know it take adjusting, right? So the salt season up things, right? So God let us know you are the season for the world now. You got the salt in you. You can change things. You can allow things to be changed all around you. So you be the light today. It is okay for you to what? Make a change today. Today, make that change and know that God is with you. Remember, he is the light, and there is no darkness in him. So we could keep going on today, but you know what? Know that you don't have to stay in darkness no longer. Know that God is there for you. If you feel like you're being left out, you know what? Turn it around. Start speaking life to yourself. Start speaking, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. Start speaking, you shall live. You will live and do the purpose of God. You say, does this match? Yeah. When you speak life, you speak light. Because the word of God brings forth light and life in you. You shall live. You will live. You will live. You will arise up today and go forth like never before. Why? Because Jesus rose up in you. He came alive in you. So you can go forward. You don't have to be in darkness any longer, knowing that light represents Jesus. Darkness is not of the things of not of God. So today, arise and shine, and let the glory of the Lord shine in and through you. Be blessed today, and know that God loves you, and he cares about you more than you even realize. Remember, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He'll deceive you. He'll mess you up. He'll mess you up. But you know what? Today, remember, just go reflect over your life where God has brought you from. Reflect when you were in your dark places, how he sent forth a word to take you out. Remember when you were in bondage, how he set you free. Remember when your heart was heavy, how he lift that burden today. Know that there's nothing God cannot do just for you. But you got to come to him. He is the light of the world. He is the truth. And there is no darkness in him. You say, but yet I'm not perfect. He didn't come for the perfect people. He came to the ones that is unperfect, the ones that are messed up, the ones that need him. The greater your need, the more you'll call out to him. Be blessed and know he is the light of the world. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you, that was more than an awesome word today. If you did not feel that word, and I do mean feel that word from the deepest part within of you, something wrong. You really need to seek that light because you know what? What is darkness? Darkness is the absence of light. Darkness have to dissipate when light come in. So you know what? We know that God is the light. So today, you be the light in someone's darkness today. They might be going through something, and you see that they're going through something. Even a smile, a hug, Jesus loves you. Letting them know that they are loved. Let them know what you've been through. Let them know where God has brought you from. Know today
that you are light. Claim it. I heard Pastor Sharon was talking about declaring now. Declaring. So you know what? Speak life into your situation today. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. It's some awesome listening. And we are doing our Thanksgiving as well, and we're starting our Christmas drive as well. You know, help someone today that is in need. You can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. No donation is too small or great. Even if you'd like to bless the woman of God or plant a seed into the radio ministry, you know, you can send it again to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can visit us every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night for Bible Talk at 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. It's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Be blessed today and hope to hear you on that prayer line tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands,
I let go,
and I
let God.
let go and let God. Let go, let God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.